Praise the living Jesus. Amen. Our word is very short this morning, and everything is on that passage that we read. And I titled it, A Moment of Greed. A Moment of Greed. As children of God, we must never be greedy. Amen. As ministers of God, we must never be greedy. And my questions to you this morning is, are you greedy? And the next question, the answer might be, no, I'm not. But my suggestion this morning is that we take this question very seriously. Let's take it as an assignment. Let's ruminate over what in certain occasions has made us to be greedy, so that we may place a balance and examine ourselves. Whether it's skewed towards being not greedy or greedy. Praise the Lord. In that passage that we read, 2 Kings chapter 5, Naaman was the captain of the Syrian army. He came to Elisha in Israel to find solution for his leprosy. After reluctantly doing what Elisha prescribed, he received healing and brought some of the gifts for Elisha. Despite his insistence that Elisha should take the gift, Elisha declined, swearing he wouldn't accept the gift as long as God lived. With this, Naaman departed, with his entourage. And my question is, why will Elijah decline the offer? Elisha. Why will he decline the gifts? Well, if you look at Matthew 10:8, it's very clear. It said, freely we have given unto you. Freely shall you do what? Shall you give? It said, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received. Freely do what? Freely give. But Gehazi didn't remember that. What happened? And a lot of things is going on in this our world that can be compared to that. There was a pastor. I saw him on the YouTube. I won't mention his name. I think it's all these, what do we call them? Pastor founder. Somewhere in Akure. And he was cursing his parishioners. He said, when I have fasted for you, and I've prayed for you, and you got your breakthrough, I will now take my tithe. Can you believe that? My tithe to another church. He said, I will curse you, and that illness will come back. And I was wondering, my tithe, is it your tithe in the first instance? Is it your tithe? Number one, is it your church? That's the mistake many of ministers and servants of God make. It's my church. Who told you it is your church? Where did you read it in the holy book that the church belongs to you? Who told you it is your tithe? And he was cursing loudly his members that those illness that he has prayed for will come back to them. He has prayed against and has left the people. We come back to them. Now he has forgotten that he was not the one who did the miracle in the first instance. He thought he was the one doing the miracle. He was the miracle worker. Who is the miracle worker? Our Lord Jesus Christ. You are just an agent. And God can dump you if you are not useful anymore. And use somebody that you think is even unworthy. Praise the Lord. So there are reasons why accepting gifts may not be appropriate in some situations. In this particular case, Syria and Israel were not friends. And Elisha needed to show that Israel was not hungry for Syrian gifts. Because there was a war between Syria and Israel. If you know how Naaman came to know the prophet, Elisha, It was as a result of a girl that was captured from Israel that became a slave in the house of Naaman. So they were not in talking terms. Then the prophet wanted to make sure that, look, apart from God instructing me that I should give it free because he has anointed me freely. How much did you pay for the anointing? Free of charge. Therefore, I must give freely. Apart from that, he didn't want Syrians to think that, look, we can survive. He didn't want Syria, to think that Israel can only survive as a result of miracles performed in Israel and gifts given from Syria. Praise the Lord. Beyond this, there was a great opportunity not only to heal Naaman, but also to save his soul. Oh, when you perform healing, okay, you are also sowing the seed of saving people's souls. They won't forget. When you feed people, when you minister to them, they won't forget. They will remember. An opportunity to save soul might occur. So if Elisha collected these gifts, this opportunity may have been lost. As Naaman will conclude that, after all, he has paid for his healing. So, as children of God, we need to exercise some discretion when collecting gifts. Especially when it comes to collecting from those who do not know God. Brethren, discretion is very, very important. So the circumstances surrounding the gifts need to be properly evaluated so that gifts giver does not see you as being bought or being paid. We've seen this situation several times. You know, I've overheard a gift giver say something like this, let's pay him. I've overheard that. No? And any man of God will refuse to collect such gifts if you are a truly man of God. So if you preach to an unbeliever, he gives his life to Christ, or you pray for someone, and that person receives healing, I wouldn't suggest that you receive any gift offered under that circumstances. Because the Bible says clearly, Matthew 10:8, freely you have been given, freely shall you give. So let's go back to our story on Elisha as a servant, and who had a servant called Gehazi. We saw what happened and what transpired between Naaman and his master. And he was so displeased, Gehazi was so displeased that Elisha refused such gifts from that rich man, that powerful man. So his eyes were fixed on those gifts. To the extent that his heart also became fixed on them. He watched Naaman leave those beautiful gifts and could not stand it. So, he allowed them to go. After a while, he pursued them. So, when Naaman saw him, he stopped. Got down from his chariot and asked, is it all well? Look at that, 2 Kings 5:22. So, all is well. My master has sent me. That's another spirit of lying there. Saying, indeed, just now, two young men of sons of the prophet have come to me from the mountains of Ephraim. Please give them a talent of silver and two changes of garment. You see him lying again. Accompanying the spirit of greed was also the spirit of lying. As if it was not bad enough to be so greedy to run after the man of God, Gehazi told this great lie against his master as well. We need to learn great lessons from this story. First, Gehazi's eyes were fixed on those gifts. I'm sure this sounds similar to many of us. What things do we fix our eyes on today that are not ours? The spirit of greed. What do you see in your neighbor that you become jealous of him? Greed. God will deliver us in the mighty name of Jesus. As children of God, we need to have a deal. Be content with whatever God has given unto you. Praise the Lord. In some people, it's money. To others, it is other people's goods, phones, other electronics, dresses, jewelries, particularly among women. I'm sorry to say that. Jewelries. I'm sorry. That's why I said I'm sorry. But this is what we have seen. Praise the Lord. You know, jewelries. Ah, that earring and necklace that I saw with my friend cost 1,000. It is 24 karat gold. You don't have the resources right now, but you must buy it. Greed. God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. I have seen a situation where somebody went to the church and stole people's phone. And said, when I entered that church, the woman was very careless with the phone. So that was God's gift to me. Hello? That was my breakthrough. God has told me that once I enter that church, breakthrough will come. This is one of them. A stolen phone. Next, Gehazi took a bad decision to pursue those gifts. When we fix our eyes and heart on something, there's a natural possibility that we will pursue it. Do you know that? So I want us to ask ourselves this question. What am I pursuing today that I should not be pursuing? It's a question I want us to ask ourselves. Among our teenagers, particularly in Nigeria, I don't know, it might be part of it here too, they want to change their smartphone every 6 months. I was watching a drama skit. S-K-I-R-T. I think I got it. Pesh. Okay. Idea is needed. And the man asked the boy, say, your phone has 3 cameras. He said, yeah, that is iPhone 11 Pro Max. He said, how much did you buy? He said, 500,000. The old man looked at him. Where did you get such money from? And in the process, the phone dropped. The man said, if it is 500,000, then it shouldn't have cracked. The boy said, old man, are you okay? You have cracked my phone, 500,000. But why did you change it? He said, because it has 3 cameras. Okay? But here now, it is now useless. 500,000 naira. In this era of COVID-19, when people find it difficult to feed, you are changing from your smartphone every 3 months, 500. Where are you getting the money from? Praise the Lord. So what is it that we are fixing our heart on this morning? We have to consider it. That it is bringing that borders on greed. To some of our teenagers, it's buying new jeans. Shredded ones, you know. I'm not criticizing you for wearing what my father would term rags. I'm telling you, my father hated jeans in the first instance. Now you are now wearing those ones that are already shredded left and right. He will look at you and say, are you sure you are okay? I remember my elder brother bought one jeans that time in our days. What were included on that jeans? It was a very good jeans. I love it. Although I don't have the money, so I removed my answer. But it was loaded with buttons from here down. Buttons. And that was the thing that my father hanged on. So why should it's good children of God, children that come from a good family, do it. To me, I don't see anything wrong with the jeans. Just like a typical teenager will not see anything wrong with shredded jeans now. That time, I was just looking at the man, this old man. This man doesn't see anything wrong. So that is why I'm not surprised when I see all these teenagers arguing with their father. I did it too. I was 17, my father was 59. And I would look at the man and say, this old man, he doesn't know anything. What is he talking about? He doesn't see outside. So we are the one that sees outside. Is that also? Praise the Lord. He shall be well. But I know better today. So please, are you changing your smartphone every 6 months? Just because You cannot take your eyes off those new models, or just because you found it in the hands of your friends. Are you buying every new pair of jeans or other clothing materials that your eyes see in the store? Are you not able to go one day without buying ice cream or some fattening food? Let's ask ourselves. Number three, Gehazi had to tell a lie to obtain the gifts from Naaman. Are you in the business of telling lies to obtain gifts? Do you deceive some people just because you want to obtain some goods? Let's think about these serious issues this morning. So just like Gehazi, Judas was also very greedy. You know, remember Judas? Judas Iscariot. He has to betray his master for how much? 30 pieces of silver. He connived with Jesus' enemy just for 30 pieces of silver. The Bible says that he was a thief and did unusual steal from the ministry's money box. So when they collect offering, as the treasurer, he has already been doing it, you know. So now betraying him for 30 silver was no big deal to him. But we all know the repercussion, you know. So greed makes people to do unthinkable things, sometimes at all cost. The results of greed are always unpalatable. Greed can bring about empty wine in a marriage. And well, like this morning during Sunday school, we were discussing the consequences of, and you know, the wine becoming empty. It could lead to shame. It could lead to reproach. It could lead to conflict. It could lead to disorganized homes. And it could also lead to lack of love and death in such homes. He will not die untimely death in the mighty name of Jesus. Judas Iscariot died an untimely death because he was greedy. Gehazi became fathers of lepers. You know, it was not only leprous, his generations yet unborn, God the curse put on them. That will not be our portion in the mighty name of Jesus. This morning I want us to be on our feet. And I want you to think, in what area is greed manifesting in my life? Help me, Lord. Greed can make somebody do the unthinkable. I told you of an internet business I involved myself because somebody was making money. Look, I talked to God before I went. I prayed. God reveals to me clearly that I should not go. Because of greed, I lost that $10,000. Pray. Ask for forgiveness this morning. In which area? I'm transgressing God's law. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me, Lord. Have mercy. That whatever you have given me, I will be contented with it. You will not watch other people's wash in doing your work, in amassing your wealth. You will only stay on that line that God has ordained you to stay. Many of us will run, you know, just like Jacob. Jacob was already blessed, even from the womb. From the womb, God said, Jacob I love, Esau I hate. From the womb. But Jacob was always running ahead of God until he became born again at the cost of his hip. Has his name changed? Father, change my name this morning. Change my name. I don't want to be fathers of lepers. I don't want to have this grace come upon me. I don't want to experience untimely death. Help me. I don't want to experience lack of love. I don't want to experience disorganized home. I don't want to live a life of conflict. I don't want to live a life full of reproach and shame. It's only you that can help. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, I pray for each and every one of us here in this sanctuary and those hearing us, having this spirit of greed. Baba, quench the spirit now with your Holy Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. With your blood, Father, give us that spirit of content in the mighty name of Jesus. As from today, Lord Almighty, I will never be envious or jealous of my neighbor anymore in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray this prayer for your church. The church is not the building. It is we that are there. Those of us that you have already called out of the wall, I pray this prayer for us. We will not miss the kingdom of God because of greed in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. For those hearing us, O Lord, everywhere in the world, I pray the spirit of greed is banished in your life now in the mighty name of Jesus. No more shame and reproach in the mighty name of Jesus. Your wine will not go empty. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Shout a big amen. Amen.